Okay, I think that was a bad decision. I think I ended up with a deficit.
I came prepared.
Okay.
Well, the Workers' Committee has exercised about a number of things, as you know from previous conferences, evangelism, shepherding, New Testament principles, knowing and loving the Lord, living by faith, pioneering. And it was to the latter two I was asked just to give a little word of testimony. I think many of you know I was in aerospace engineering for 15 years, the last 2 years part-time. And as the Lord grew ministry, it was evident that we needed to make a decision between airplanes and people. And people are eternal and airplanes aren't, so we chose people. And it was shortly after that the assembly in Rockford, Illinois commended us under the grace of God. And I remember shortly after that, Brother John Heller came up, put his arm around me, and he said, "The Lord provides for his own. And I'm here to tell you, the Lord provides for his own." For a younger person that may be here tonight, I can tell you the Lord is faithful. And don't ever think that we have a limited God that can't provide resources. Every time that we've seen an exercise on something, the Lord has provided. And as we grow in him, and the Lord opens up more ministries, it's amazing what our God can do. So I just want to give that word of testimony. By the grace of God, we've seen three assemblies start. 4 years ago, we left the Saints, the beloved Saints in Rockford, Illinois, and we teamed up with another family to start a new work in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And we thank the Lord. We've seen a number of people saved. Unfortunately, we've had a few families move because of job situations. It's that type of climate there. It's very difficult, but there's probably 35, 40 of us together, and we're just thankful. The Lord, we have good unity. Our young people are integrated through the work throughout. If I had more time, I would tell you about some of the evangelistic things that we do. We do a lot of door-to-door work. We have gospel booths at fairs. We get involved with parades, handout tracts, bicycle evangelism after school. Bible clubs and so forth. There's a lot of things that we can do to outreach. I'm particularly concerned that as I look across assemblies, there just seems to be a comfortableness, a settledness. And, you know, when we read some of these biographies of bygone days, the Lums, Martins, Sleeths, Uptons, I mean, we have a great heritage that we can learn from. These were men that they gave it, men and women, they gave it their all. And they saw a number of assemblies started. If you're here tonight and your assembly does not have a plan to see a new work, you're not praying about it, you're not thinking about it, I'd like to encourage you to do that. In our meeting, we're 35 folks, we're already praying and talking about it. And we're driving 35 minutes in order to support the meeting with the plan of seeing a work start in our area. And the Lord is already opening the door. We've covered now pretty much every home within a 10 by 15 mile radius. About 5,000 people we've been able to visit door to door. Get a map. Claim it your territory. Go after it. And have a vision for outreach. And you'll be surprised what the Lord did. We have a study in our home, four families coming that are contacts from door-to-door work. The librarian in Colfax, Wisconsin, we've been praying for her for 4 years. She was caught up in Reiki, a New Age health cult, believe in reincarnation. That woman is now saved and in our Monday night Bible study. And she's a socialite. She's going to have a lot of opportunities. I haven't got anything yet, so I'll keep going. I just want to... No, it's electronics that skip me.
I think that's 15 minutes. I got three smiley faces.
In a moment, I'm going to tell you about two new apologetics that you might be able to use for gospel ministry. But I just want to, we live in an era right now of an explosion of world religion, doing, do. Christianity says done, just trust. And here's the snapshot. In this country, in the last 10 years, Islam has grown 109%. 15 years ago, there were 150 mosques in this country. Now there's 1,000. JWs and Mormons, if you add together the time they spent in door-to-door work, it'd be 2.4 billion hours a year. That's about 23 to 24 minutes for every man, woman, child on the planet. Can you imagine what would happen if every person heard the true gospel for 23 minutes? Mormons are putting 560,000 missionaries in the field every year for 2 years. They're building 2 temples a day. JWs are building 45 kingdom halls a week. Baha'i, New Age, over 200% growth in the last 10 years. Wicca is the fastest growing religion in this country. Doubling time of 18 months. By the year 2012, it's only 5 years away, they predict 20 million followers of Wicca in this country. Beloved, we cannot sit idle. We need to catch a vision. Last year, I have spent putting, thank you. Look at the grace of this brother. He says, I got 2 more minutes. Isn't that great? I want to tell you about 2 apologetics. How many here know somebody who's an atheist? How many know an agnostic? Just keep your hands up. How many know somebody who believes in naturalism or a materialist view? How many know a college student at a secular university? All right, I got a book for you. It's called In Search of God. This book, I had several scientists, a philosopher help me with it to bring the language into the main flow of modern thought. And this book presents 10 compelling arguments for supernatural cause in natural order. And I don't have time to go into that. If you know a skeptic, an intellectual, this would be a good book. If you know a young person on a college campus, this would be a good book to prepare them. Now, this has only been off the press for a week and a half. I had drop shipped 2 boxes to Mark Colton and to give everybody here at the conference a book. Unfortunately, they have not arrived. And this is going to be a real test of grace. I have 10 copies up here that I'm willing to give out to anybody who wants it, so come up and get one afterwards. And if you don't get a copy, you can get this through Gospel Folio or Grace and Truth. Now, Brenda and I published this book ourselves to control the cost, and we're offering a low case, a cost per book for case quantities and ideas to hand it out. In 3 weeks, another book called Hiding God should be available. And that book takes a panoramic view of all world religion, and it shows 6 common trends to world religion and compares that to biblical Christianity. Okay? This book is to really cause the skeptic intellectual to consider Christ. And Hiding God is for the religious person to consider Christ. So those are 2 tools that might be helpful in your outreach. I appreciate your prayers for us up in Chippewa Falls. It's a backwoods culture, and it's really been great to see whole families get saved and come to Christ and be brought into the fellowship. So thank you for your patience and your time.